Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Once again, I always like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. You know, we have a special life, the humanity, yes, totally. But you and I, the African-American descendant of slaves, if we would really just look at it, we have a special and a blessed life. Our people, our foreparents, didn't go through what they went through without a reward being at the end of it. In other words, what did we do, our families, our foreparents? What did we do to be utilized in slavery? Well, if we look at it that way, we might get the wrong answer. But if we look at it that Allah placed us here, in America, those brothers and sisters that like to say they ain't Americans, you are an American. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was asked by the people of Yatridge to come. He didn't go visit Yatridge. They visited him. They told him about a decision that they made. They voted among themselves, wanting Muhammad, Not because he was the messenger of Allah. They didn't call him for that. They was willing to follow any design, any pattern that he puts out because they heard of the success that he was having, even though his brothers and sisters in Becca, whom he grew up with, was against him. But they still heard of progress that was being made. And many of them knew about his life as being an honest person, good character person. But the design was for Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, to take the message beyond Becca, which is today's Mecca. So what did the people do? They voted for the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. He didn't know he was being voted for. Nobody told him. They just came as a group and said, we want you to come to our area of living, township, whatever they called it in Arabic, and we want you to lead us as a people. We want you to lead us because we're having problems. And I don't always say, matter of fact, I very seldom say on the air what the problem was or who the problem was, because it could cause, not for us that's talking, but it caused people who are race-driven problems. Not they have the problem. They put the problem upon someone else. But nonetheless, the prophet was questioned. Would you come? We voted. We talked to each other, and we agreed that we need someone like you. We need you, Muhammad, to come and make a decision for us, lead us. And again, they wasn't saying, oh, messenger of Allah. It wasn't like that. He told them, go back to your people. Go back to Yathrib. Wasn't yet Medina. Go back to Yathrib and ask your people to think about it, discuss it, and then come back next year at the same time, a year later, 12 months later. Plenty of time to think, are we making a mistake? When they came back the year later, they came back in bigger crowds with a stronger vote that we want you, the people of Yathrib want you to come and lead us. We're having problems among ourselves, families fighting families, but we don't know what's causing the division. So these things that were put in the air like that was for us to learn from too. You know, we got too many people, too many Muslims, too many descendants of slaves who say they don't want to vote in America. They're not American. Allah makes every people what they are. There was once just Adam. We got to get that in our head. This once upon a time Negro, African-American, he got to get it in his head. That once upon a time there was only Adam on the whole earth. Not another man or woman nowhere. Not a child, not an adult, anywhere. Allah's plan was to create man, and man will multiply. A male and a female will get together. Listen at that. A male and a female. This is God's plan. We don't have to hate homosexuals. Just remind them what God wants. Ask them, do they believe in God? If you're close enough, but just to go somewhere where they're at and just start something, that don't make sense. But if you got something like most of us got one or two, if not more, in our family. My question for the ones in my family is just simple. Do you believe in God? And even if they're my family, if they say, no, I'm done, the conversation is over. What am I going to convince them to do if you don't believe in God? So when I ask that question, and if they say they do believe in God, then I ask them, what do they read? Because I got relatives that's afraid, literally, afraid to read the Quran. You may have some too. And where they don't want nothing to shake them from what they think they got in the Bible. So I don't push it. I offer the Quran for your reading. I read both. I came up on the Bible, but I read both because I need to know how the Christians think. I need to know how the Jewish community thinks. I need to know, if I'm going to be in their company, how Hindus, when I was in Vietnam, we ran into some Hindus. So we need to know how they think so we can work with them. I don't have to be that. I won't be that. Once I got the Quran, I see the ultimate. I see the God of gods. You say you got a God? Well, this God is the God of gods. This God moves things, Allah in Arabic. Moves things, the creator of everything. No two creators, just one. You know, when a man and a woman have a baby, you can say you got two creators. No, you still only got one. You can't even have a baby unless Allah let that germ that comes from the man, the seed that comes from the man, develop in the womb of the woman. The creator's design, that's not ours. If it was ours, you know the woman wouldn't be waiting no 9 months to have some pains. She'd take that in her hand and mold it right there. It's not ours. So I'm saying it this way because the Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, was invited after being assigned as the messenger of Allah. But the people wasn't checking him for that. They was checking him for his honesty. They wasn't all looking to be Muslims. Once he's in their midst, then they began to look and see, this is the life we should be living. Did all of them live like that? No. All of them didn't live like that. There was some among other people who tried to even kill the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. So it wasn't like that. So here we are, come out of a place that's today called Africa. Some part, I don't know, don't even care. But somewhere over there we came from and were brought to these lands to multiply. Who did that? Allah. No, the white man brought us on ships. Who gave them the ships? Who gave them the idea to build a ship? Who gave them the idea to use you, me, our foreparents, hundreds of years of use, the soil, and grow food, raise animals for eating and living, for clothing, etc., shelter? But in that, as I like to say, this society of America was asked by the Quakers and people similar to the Quakers that if there is a slave that is a Christian, free him. And it's documented they did. It's documented the people that remained in slavery mainly were Muslims. But Allah wanted us to be better. We don't know what the record was. But he allowed us to die somewhat as that Muslim. And then one day, a message come up. For some of us, it's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And our poor brothers today from different groups, they like to think, because whoever taught them, they could talk about what Allah did as if it was nothing. Elijah Muhammad didn't bring himself up. God brought him up. God gave him birth. Gave him birth in Sandersville, Georgia. But then gave him birth into Islam in Detroit. And as he grew in that, he wind up not being the most excellent student in knowledge, but with the right spirit, Allah allowed him to be the one to carry the message that he called the message to the black man. What was the message to the black man? Freedom, justice, and equality, Islam. That was the biggest part of his picture, that Allah was God. And yes, you might have heard something about Fried Muhammad, the master teacher that taught him. But as I like to say so many times, there was enough hints in the lessons that you know that man could not be God. And he told us the prayer to pray. Surely I turn myself to thee, O Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. Fried Muhammad, may Allah forgive him, have mercy on him. I wouldn't have to do this, pray for him if he was God. Have mercy on him and allow him to have paradise for what good he did and forgive him his shortcomings. But ain't no way in the world he could be God. He's in a grave somewhere. He taught many brothers and sisters around the country after of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, even before the death of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he left. These things was given to us. And then we have Muslims today who can talk to some of us, and we get moved in a manner like we think we're not right. In other words, you wasn't on the hawk. As I tell people, ain't none of us can get on the haq. Al-haq is Allah. We can't get on that. Whatever get on it means, we can't get on that. We're blessed to receive things from Allah. In many ways, we receive things. When we look at Master Farad Muhammad, we thank Allah for what he was able to give us a message to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to help us come into Islam. As I say, and I like to say it over and over again, and only time to visit the temple here in Philadelphia or anywhere was right before, it was either late May or early June, right before I went to Vietnam. My cousin invited me one time. I heard the message from a minister, Nello, living in Florida today. I accepted the message that day. The brother took me in the back to be on the way out the door. We call it the back because this is the back of the auditorium where the speaking is done, but it's really towards the front door. And he began to write my information down, smiling, talking nice, kind, and everything, pleased, feeling comfortable. And he asked me a simple question. He got to the simple question, where do you live, Brother Harry? Which was my name back then. I said, well, right now I'm in the military in the United States Army. He said, oh, and he crumbled almost like somebody hit him with a bat, falling away from the table. He didn't hit the floor, but he fell against the wall. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? He said, Mr. Muhammad said, if you are in the military, you can't come in. In order for you to come in, you either have to quit the military, which you probably will go to jail, or stay in until you finish, and if you still want to come in, then you come in. Important about that. So it was a standard. But what's the important part? I'm getting ready to say it. I asked then, well, give me something to read, because I was interested. They got that one meeting got me interested. Now, I didn't expect them to pull out no books. I was looking for a flyer, little free piece of paper that says something about them. The brother pulled out the Quran, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. He pulled out the How to Eat to Live. He pulled out the Message to the Black Man. And I brought the three books. Right there, no questions asked. I took those three books. I took a Bible, and I took a dictionary to Vietnam with me. Why am I saying that? I'm important? No, I'm nothing. I'm just a person talking right now. The important part was people like to say that he didn't lead us to Allah. He led us to blackness. Or he had a message for the black man. Nobody was giving that black man, that slave in America, any insight on how to serve Allah. We were slaves to the Christian society. We were looking at white everything. When the Bible says, when he's even speaking of Jesus, he had his skin, his feet were the color of bronze. Bronze ain't white. His hair was like lamb's wool. That's another way of saying peasy. You know what I mean? So we don't want to argue with Christians or anything about how Jesus looked. That's not important today. You can read that. You can find that. But what I'm pointing to is, how will a man convince me, a woman, anybody convince me, a body of people convince me that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't pointing to Allah when he's the one gave me the Quran? After that day, I was never in a temple again for a year. I was in Vietnam. And every break, one of my hobbies wasn't playing checkers or anything like that. My hobby was reading. I loved reading. I read the Quran 3 times, cover to cover. I read the Bible 3 times, cover to cover. I read How to Eat to Live and Message of Black Man at least 4 times a month, 12 months straight. I was introduced to Allah with the Quran. The Bible, you can read it word for word right as you read the Quran. The Bible can't beat the Quran. The Bible is too mystical, if you don't mind, compared to the Quran. The Quran spoke of a God that created everything. The Bible didn't. I wouldn't harm the Bible. I wouldn't set it on fire. I wouldn't throw it away. I respect what it's supposed to represent. I respect also that my father, well before he died, after my mother died, I was 7, and him and my mother used to read it to me, and he continued until I became a young teenager. Stories he read to me had weight for me. As I began saying about homosexuals in our family, I want to know, do you read scriptures, cousin, friend, family, whatever? Do you read what God did to Lot people, the people of Lot? I had to use that with some imams here in Philadelphia because they were saying we should run them off the cliff. I said, Allah didn't tell us to harm them. Allah don't say nothing about harm them. The story of Lot, if he wanted them to harm him, Lot could have start the fight. Couldn't get your family and leave, and your wife will be remaining behind. She's going to turn around, but nobody look back. In other words, don't even get no thought to what's happening back here. Just keep walking. Our community of Muslims was given a practical understanding. There's no God in front of us. There's no message carrier in front of us. We can accept the truth these days from anybody that bring it to us. But there's no such thing that somebody can bring me a better understanding of what Allah give me when I'm reading the Quran for myself. Brother, you can't read Arabic. Allah didn't tell me to read Arabic. Allah says in the Quran to those who read Arabic, who can speak Arabic, people in their own language that they didn't understand. Why wouldn't they understand? Because you're talking to him in a language he didn't give to us. But we're healthy enough mentally, many of us, that we can study a few languages at one time and know those languages to teach and help people that speak them if we got something good to say. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm an English-speaking person, and I speak mostly daily to English-speaking people. The majority speak English. Who did that? Allah. So when we hear people say, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have it right, who qualified you to measure what Allah gave to somebody? You better watch out because you're committing shirk. You say that this person ain't doing this, ain't doing that. Did Allah give you eyes to see in the heart? The spirit. So I'm even talking about people that's walking around right now. We have to be very careful. The only one that knows, the only entity, I don't like to even say one, because too many people mix that up with a man. The only entity that knows what's on the heart, what's in the mind, what's in the soul, what's in the spirit, even before the individual that's carrying that soul, carrying that spirit, carrying that mind, that heart, even before they know it, Allah knows it. And we will sit back and not practice in Islam. They're not on the straight path. Their Akita is wrong. One brother would talk all the time about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I let him talk. And then, you know, straighten him up when he finished. And I don't even straighten him up by talking to him about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because he want to say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's children, because he have children besides from his wife, Clara Muhammad, that he committed a crime. I ask them every time almost, are you married yet? Oh, no, I ain't married. How long you been single? Oh, about 20 years. What is you talking about anybody else for? What you doing during the year that you doing? And Allah tell you to get married. So I'm saying this to say to us. I'm not even speaking to other people. I'm speaking to us, that those of us who have come through the picture with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the picture with Imam W.D. Muhammad. Allah blessed them to give us what they gave us. Any one of us can corrupt anything we're doing. But if you're not corrupting something, you see that your heart, your spirit is for Allah, how do you let someone turn you away from what you're doing? Others shouldn't even do it. Allah says, we're one. Who would waste time to curse what Allah said is one already? We're one with every Muslim in the world. But every Muslim in the world may not be one with you. To sit around and criticize someone else's blessing and the way they came into Islam because we think we got something better. And I'm saying, we got to build. We got to get together and build what is a model community for what we do. We're going to take a PSA at this point.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360. This is Nate Muhammad. I like to read from the Quran, Surah 21, Ayat 94-104. Whoever work any act of righteousness and has faith, his endeavor will not be rejected in his favor. But there is a ban on any population which we have destroyed, that they shall not return until the Gog and the Magog people are let through their barriers, and they swiftly swarm from every hill. Then will a true promise draw nigh of fulfillment, then behold, the eyes of the unbelievers will fixedly stare in horror. Ah, woe to us. We were indeed heedless of this. Nah, we truly did wrong. You unbelievers and the false gods that you worship besides the law are but fuel for hell. To it will you surely come. If these had been gods, they would not have gotten there. But each one will abide therein. Their sovereign will be their law, will be a lot, nor will they hear, nor will they will hear, they there hear what else. Those for whom the good reckon from us, has gone before will be removed, far therefrom. Not the slightest sound will they hear of hell, what their soul in desire, and that will they dwell. The great terror will bring them no grief, but the angels will meet them with mutual greetings. This is your day, the day that you was promised. The day that we rolled up to heaven like a scroll, rolled up, completed. Even as we promised the first creation, so shall we produce a new one, a promise we have undertake. Truly shall we fulfill it. Surely Allah speaks the truth.
Thank you, Brother Nate.
Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to begin by saying, if anyone have a question, a statement, suggestion, please touch the one on your phone, and that should alert us that you have such a question, statement, or suggestion, and we will allow you to come in through the mic and speak whatever it is that you're trying to say. This way of living for us is that we hear, and sometimes something is sparking someone else that needs to be added, no question about it. So I want to continue, and my topic is really stemming from what part have we been created to do? What part? We know we're human, no question about that. We know the man different from the woman, the parents different from the children, et cetera. But in building a model community, what part did Allah give you to do? Because all our life, we've been part of a community, but in many cases, especially when some of us were younger, we were kept out of building the community and having a feel that we were a part of the same community. Today we're talking about our community, this Muslim community, this body of Muslims. For myself, I started off with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I continued, and the leader after him, after his passing, was his son, Imam Waqif Muhammad, Wallace D. Muhammad, or Waqif Muhammad, same person. We have leaders, we have teachers all our lives. Something guides us, something keeps us. All our lives. But the major educator for us, the major motivator for us is Allah, God, the Creator. Scriptures is there for a reason, particularly the Quran. Not down in any other book that falls in the line of Scripture, but the Quran, no doubt, we have to read it, and we'll find that it does something, and I don't mean it tangles us or anything like that, but it does something for our ability to move and be motivated in life to do better things. There's some that can read the Quran and it don't make a difference because they're not reading it, not for the purpose of getting something. So they can come out and maybe come out and do the wrong thing. Person can get up and do prayer, and they sincere about the prayer. They could do the wrong thing. But the Quran really is the call on our conscience, our spirit, the good influence that is in us, to come alive and see the real gift that Allah has given to us, that the Creator has given to each of us, if you will, to whom, what God has put on us. Some of us are good, we're skilled with our hands. Others with the ability to point at something and target it with voice. Some have the muscles to move things the way they need to be moved. And I'm not always talking about physical. I'm not always talking about physical here. I'm saying that we collectively, as any nation, we make up a body that can build what Allah wants us to build. Model community didn't start with animals. Started with humanity. Especially for it to have a name, the model community. Don't think ants don't have model communities that they live in. And they can live under the soil. Spiders, other type of animals, bears, they do so well that they can sleep for a long period of time, hibernate as they call it. But the human being was put in a different, I would say, atmosphere, so to speak, to govern the whole of the creation over time. To govern. Do you know, to some degree, we govern angels? No, we can't make an angel do anything he ain't supposed to do, but there's two that ride with you wherever you go. And you kind of govern them. Some of us may even shake the angels with us up a little bit because we don't believe God is real. An angel fear for us, the ones that's been signed to us. There's other angels that's just pleased. The servant that they're always with always recognizes Lord. They're pleased and will be pleased to give a report. Allah says this. Be pleased to give. In other words, they write down what we do. For what reason? To record it. And they don't miss a lick. But you and I have another assignment. We have an assignment to exist in a physical world. A world of matter, as it's sometimes called. In that physical world, there's a competition. And man don't always know who's competing or what's competing with what. But Shaitan is always competing to prove that we're wrong so God will punish us. He's not calling, Shaitan don't call Allah a liar. He don't say you don't have no power. He don't do that kind of stuff. His promise was he was going to prove we're not worthy of his best reward. And Allah said, go ahead, do what you want to do. Why? Allah know what he created. Allah knows before Shaitan. Matter of fact, we'd be safe to say he know exactly which one is failing. But Shaitan got his job. And Allah didn't make Shaitan just to burn in the fire. But he got his job. When we look at the world today, America, and ask yourself this. Start looking around and see for yourself. What country can become the model of Muhammad the Prophet, of Islam, of those who will get the reward or want the reward that Allah want to give them, other than in America? And you may be shocked to know the ones who had that job today is the African-Americans, descendants of slaves. Islam spread all over the world, and today it's in America, spreading. And the sickness is some of those same African Americans that look just like the ones that are with Imam Muhammad, was with in the life of Imam Muhammad, and was with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in his life, and still hold close their teachings, their understanding. But there are those who dislike this body. You dislike Muslims for being Muslims. In other words, there's no other reason. Yeah, Elijah Muhammad didn't. What gave you the right to say what God gave us wasn't strong enough to do what he had to do? When we think about it, when we start downing something, in other words, the first thing I could down would be something I didn't do that I was supposed to do. Because usually the person, the I, whoever the I is, they normally know when they didn't do something, they know they didn't do it. They miss prayer. If they got bad habits, they snuck into the bar or snuck with this man or woman, whichever it is, or either it could have been in the same sex, whatever the case is. In other words, when we do a wrong, we know it. But what we forget is that Allah knows it. And yes, he allows us to repent if that's what we do. He allows us to repent. But this day, this particular day, 2023, many of us from 1930 coming this way and beyond, we've been practicing Islam. I wasn't around in 1930 when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got it, but I do know many of our people were treated so bad then. Couldn't read, couldn't write. In many cases, it better not be found out that you're reading and writing. Didn't own nothing, couldn't claim nothing. And Allah favored us with Islam. And here it is in 2023. Someone is upset with what he did. You don't know the history. You're letting somebody tell you the story. Sound like I'm talking about somebody else, but I'm talking to those of us who came from this direction. We can't let that bother us. In other words, the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt. You know what I mean? So people are saying things. We need to show them, out of concern, out of love, that Muslims don't do that to each other. I've never heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or Imam Muhammad down the Muslim from overseas because they wasn't among us. Never. Matter of fact, the brother that taught the Arabic, the Imam Muhammad and his brother Akbar, his younger brother Akbar, the Diaz, was one of them, one of the main ones. And he said when he finished teaching them, Akbar, you would think he was born over in the East. He spoke it so well. He said, but Wallace know meanings. He understand meanings. And when you look at the students today, that was walking with Imam Muhammad, youngsters. And he sent them abroad also. And I forget exactly what country they went to. But he had a friend that would take care of our young over there and teach them the language and help them with their understanding of living Islam while they were there. He didn't send them there because they were the best country to practice Islam. He sent them there to learn the language. And we got students come back talking and handling. You would think they were born over there. But the language is not the big thing, because as I said, Allah says in the Quran, speak to people in their language. And if we really followed across the country, if we followed what Allah said to the letter, none of our khutbahs in America would be in Arabic. None of our prayers would be in Arabic, because the people behind us, the majority, don't know what you're saying. I personally don't feel that's something to wrestle with. Well, we got to make sure that they understand it. No, we tell them to read the Quran. Read and learn as much Arabic as you can, but mainly read the Quran that you know, the Quran on your heart, that you know Islam on your heart. Read the hadiths. Don't put the hadiths in front of the Quran. Some of our brothers, our community, they do that. When the Prophet himself said to his companions, to his closest companions, don't write nothing of me. Find someday that they wrote something of me. Look into the Quran and see if it's in the Quran. If it's not in the Quran, throw it away. These things are clear. Allah says clearly in the Quran, speak to the people in their language so they have no excuse, no reason for them to say that they didn't understand. Why? Allah punishes. Now, Allah know better than you. He don't punish somebody that didn't understand. He know they didn't understand because you didn't give it to them right. But if we want to be better servants, we have to look at, are we doing what Allah say or are we doing what somebody else think we should be said? As I said, the brothers that come forth from other communities, starting other
groups, movements, so to speak. And I don't want to name any of them. And they tell our youngsters and some of the older brothers that don't know, your family, and even go as far as to say your mother, your father, a Christian, they Catholic. Allah did not say that in the Quran. Yes, I would love if my parents was here, they were all joined in and following the Quran. My father died saying he loved the way the Muslim treated him so much, he wanted to become a Muslim. He wished he had time. He knew he was dying. He wished he had time. Now, according to Allah, if we understand it right, if a person sincerely does that, they got it. No, he know who he gave. Now, that might have been said by my father, so some of my relatives heard it, and it did something to them. I already was living it some years. My brother under me was living it. As a matter of fact, it was my brother's wedding that my father went to that made him fall, my father fall in love with the Muslims. He said he'd never seen any people, black people, treating each other so good. So much trust.
That's right.
He really was moved by that. Yeah, yeah. When they see us right, then there's no reason to say they don't see God in what they're looking at. Take another PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. Sound like a join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live and speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Short Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297.
Thank you, Brother James. Once again.
There you go.
You got to read it.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm once again reading the PSA. Martha and Abdullah, CWSC, invite to a scheduled Zoom facilitated by Imam Wale Ayub Bilal. Join us Saturday, August 26, 2023, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's build the model community. The meeting ID is 730-4509-0049. Password, lowercase e, passway, lowercase I, uppercase E, the number 3, uppercase M, 1, and uppercase B. Share the information. Let's end just talking and let's begin doing sure to build it. We got what we need if we work together. No one else is going to build for us. Let's make that model community a reality by breaking ground somewhere during 2024. Abby.
Thank you, Brother Jane.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal again. A halal industry do for self. And as always, our goal, our effort is, if we can, to inspire this community who showed a lot of light in our community over the years of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You'd be surprised how we help many people, not just by doing something physically, but just them seeing from a distance that we could be stronger, we could be better. Most of the cities were recognizing the Muslim community of the Nation of Islam as people that were a plus to the city. There were some bad apples here and there, some problems came up here and there, but we were known as a community of people. Even in those that were in the prison found themselves being able to correct many of the things, many of the ills that was in the prison. Wardens, officers, captains, lieutenants, etc. They found themselves seeking the help of the Muslims who had really fallen into the hands of the prison. That's not where we want to be, but they even found in the worst situation, Muslims can help things be better. If we live the way that we read this Quran, we live what Allah is telling us, and we build a community, we become a mercy to humanity. Allah says to us in the Quran, speaking of Muhammad the Prophet, in him is what you need to meet with him. Who? Who's him? Allah. Who's the first him? Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. In him, good character, wanting to help, and beyond that, having the message that and obedience to that message that came from Allah himself. When we read the Quran is to be practiced, it's to be lived. Not sometime, all the time. I'd like to say right now, once again, if anyone has a question, or statement or suggestion, touch the one on your phone. Allah willing, we see it. We're going to bring you in and let you say what you need to say, and we're counting on those who are looking at monitors from other areas, studios and whatever, Facebook, however, if they see someone that want to say something, please cut right in, Brother Imam or one of the sisters, whoever it may be. You're welcome to cut right on us, actually, and start that conversation from someone that may have input. Our goal, though, we have to see what, like I look at me, myself. I look at the brothers that surround me, and what are we doing? We stand upon Bilal Inc., the halal industry. The halal industry means that we want to establish economics. We want to establish what it takes to build business. And we're not just talking about building business for some. If you are one that know the business that you want to be in, well, that's your help, or educators. Some are people who would be caretakers, whether that means the hospital, whether that means seniors, young, crippled, whatever. Some are builders. They can put up structures. They need to be with developing groups, construction groups to build. Some can establish economics. Halal Inc., the halal industry, our goal is within, once we're open, we own the property, we're having some wrestling situations with the city itself, not against halal, not in that manner, but there have been some hands that has been put in the area of holding accountability for taxes when there is no accountability necessary, but they're able to do something to kind of look like polish their own hands. Allah willing, we'll get that out the way. But our goal, once we're open, we want to, within 1 year, be selling at the minimum 1 million pounds of beef per week. And as I say to everybody, that sounds a lot. Go to Google and see how much meat is sold, beef product, that is, sold to the international and national markets right here in America and where they ship out to other places. I'm not talking about importing, I'm talking about export. The halal market is ours. When I first started slaughtering in 95, there were brothers who were telling me, and these, most of them were from other communities. They wasn't from our community behind Imam Muhammad. But either way, the first thing came out of some of their mouths, not every one of them. Man, we need to give it to they didn't say foreign. They might have, I'm saying foreign. They may have mentioned the country that they came from. And I said, no, that's not my interest. He said, but some of them already got business, and we can just tie with them. No, we don't tie with nobody. I said, that's scripture. We don't tie with nobody. Allah says to Moses, strike the rock. You got 12 tribes. 12 springs will gush forward. My father told me as a youngster, those springs, sons, are not water. Those springs are everything that is needed for a community to come together. So here we are, African Americans, descendants of slaves. We support every people that come in our community. They don't necessarily support us. They don't hate us necessarily. I don't mean to take it that way. But what will happen if we look up and there's businesses opening up from among our own people in our neighborhood with quality items, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, regardless of cars, TVs, internet, whatever it is, lawyers, hospitals, we have to support our own. If you don't have running water, you try to go get running water where you can get it. But what's stopping us from having running water? And running water right now just represents anything. I'm saying it from the spring. Strike the rock and 12 springs will gush forward. I told the brothers back then, no, man. I said, everybody has their own. I said, right now, I told each one of them each time it was brought up to me. Right now, if the whole Caucasian society of America become Muslim, their halal is theirs. They're not trying to make us rich with it. They don't mind selling it to us, let us eat, but they're not going to grow us. When we grow, we have to grow us. And I've had Caucasians and others say, you know, I know you're doing, trying to do something for your people. Could I invest and you do for me what you do for them? I said, yeah, the only difference is we're not going to put your business in our community. You have to put it in your own community. That's one of the big ways we mess up. People come in our neighborhood, open up stores, and we can't wait to run our money to them. A brother or sister come in, some of us will say, I don't like their attitude. Well, just tell them to change their attitude. The other people don't show you good attitudes. I mean, sense in any race to sound nice and treat you nice. How you doing today? How is everything? How can I help you? That's business. We have to train our people also to treat us right. I come here and support you, but I want right treatment. So Blouse Inc.'s goal is, yes, we want a minimum in the first year. If it takes 2 years, 3 years, then that's fine also. But we will be working to sell beef, lamb, goat, and poultry, chicken and turkeys and things like that. But our measurement for profit will be based on the beef. So we want 1 million pounds a week of beef products sold.
which will produce for us $1 million profit. That $1 million profit will have 5 points, meaning 20% going in five different directions. If it's $1 million profit, $200,000 will go first. The people who are looking to be in business, remember, we can't go to the bank, even though we put money in the bank many times. We can't go to the bank and get loans for our businesses. They would redline us for everything. So we opened banks of our own. We got our brother, Grace Line Credit Union. I'm sure the brothers that we speak to among that body and others, they know other banking. They know trust funds. They know credit unions. We need everything we can, and we need to know the purpose of each one. What makes the difference of one type of bank or one type of trust from a credit union or whatever the case may be? We need to build homes. We're going to do that. The model community. And I'm saying this to say, for Bilal Zing, one of the major pieces is we want to create economics so we can build. This Saturday, the 26th, Brother James read off on the paperwork. Here in the Eastern Standard Time, starting at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we're going to be having a discussion on pulling ourselves together to begin to build the model community. What do we need then? We need you, whoever you are, to look in you and see how do you see the model community. What would you do to help build? We're not talking about putting money up right now. No, we ain't talking about that. Matter of fact, I pray to have the business open to the point that we could eventually see that the businesses could do that. Families can give something, yes, if they want. But basically, we need to build business that will actually give to us the economics we need to build model communities. So we need a realtor to look around. We need people who understand earth that is qualified for people. There are some earth it's not qualified for us, any of us, Caucasians, whoever, to live on, because there's something in the soil that's harmful. So we need people who know that. They need to be a part of this first mix. The educators on land. We need realtors, the educators on purchasing the land and not being tied up in something else that we lose the land. We need attorneys that does most of the paperwork to make sure all of that we're putting together is correct. We need accountants on how we spend, what we spend for, and all the other things that need to be put in place. Are they covered financially? And other things, too. I'm just naming a couple things. I'm not trying to be the specialist that I know all the departments, but I know something about them because I've used them before myself. But at the same time, these are the things that we have to see that comes to us that we can build from collectively. So our first meeting this Saturday, Brother James read the information. He'll read it again, and you may not get it that quick. Find a way to call AM360's Community-Wide Shura Conference. Go to their webpage, and they'll have it, no doubt, what time, because they're the ones that's actually going to be controlling when we do Zooms, if it pleases Allah. But we need everybody that can to have input in it. It's only a two-hour talk, but one day we may be talking 12 hours straight because there's that many people talking. We want to have a convention down the line, but we need these kind of meetings so we can see who will be a part of making it happen. Then we'll talk to our people in convention style, whether it's weekends or a whole week. But we need all of the realtors to be in a pocket together. They'll know who's stronger. I remember mentioning
years ago about schools. When you open up schools, let all the teachers talk. They know which one teach math or English or Spanish or whatever the case may be, or some other subject. They know who should be. You may have two or three of them, more, that have been deans or principals in school. They have to look at each other and see who's most qualified. And be honest, because we're going to open up more. If you got three that got the exact same title and you only need one, the three need to decide upon between themselves which one is the strongest. Why? Because we're going to open up another school somewhere. And when we open up another school, the strongest should have gave some strength to the other two, that the other two, one of them, the strongest, can go to open up another place. We have to make sure we are not, you know, I don't even always like to use this term, but crabs in the barrel. And I'll tell you why I don't like it. As a youngster here in Philadelphia, the Italian market, 9th Street, I used to sell shopping bags. And one of my places that I stood, and I even worked for them a little bit here, market, and they had crabs. And they had crabs in the basket.
Right.
And yes, the crabs do look like they're holding each other up, but that's not what they're doing. When that basket is top, you filled, you have to keep the lid on. All of them will come out.
Right.
They're seeking freedom. Ain't nobody trying to keep none out or whatever the case is.
Right.
They're all seeking freedom to move about. And when the numbers in height of the basket drops below half, where they can't reach to the top, they start getting on top of each other, and one will clamp his hands on his claw on one. As that one's going over, he's pulling that one up. They do more helping than fighting against each other. Call online. I don't see your area code, but your number is 0259 for numbers. I'm turning. That's you. Want to touch the one? Touch your one. Either way, touch your one so it'll go off, God willing. So no. Yours is 385-02859 is your phone? You put it back on. It went back on again.
Right.
It went off. Yeah. So excuse us, but we do want, if you have a message, you have a question, you have a statement, please touch the one on your dial. We see you. We'll turn you on. We come to find out that one was Nate Muhammad.
Sorry.
Testing. You don't have to be sorry. Testing to see if it worked. You know what I mean? But he had the mic shortly ago, and he'll have it again in a little bit. So he don't need to ask the question. When he get the mic, he can just go speak. You know what I mean? So anybody, though, if you have a question or anything like that. So our goal, like I say, this coming Saturday, is to have as many people that would like to be a part to help us decide on the building, the establishing of the model community. May not break ground to next year to start anything, but we need to be talking now. And if we're talking now and we're able to pull together, like a suggestion I have in my head, we may need 1,000 acres. 5,000. But we're talking about building a model community. We don't need two houses. 1,000 acres tell us that we could put at least one house on each acre. That's 1,000 houses. You could put four on it. And if every house can hold five people minimum, then that's the possibility of 5,000 to 20,000 people living in on that 1,000 acres of land. That's a community. That's a number of people with different qualifications to build what we need. Now, what else we need? We need strip malls. We need strip malls so we can feed ourselves. As I said, one of the terms that I dislike hearing when they all over the country. They say we're food deserts, meaning we don't produce no food for ourselves in our community. We want black farmers. Matter of fact, my daughter has been trying to reach them. If any of you hearing know them, we want to talk to them. Why? Black farmers will be one of the major suppliers for us if they're raising animals for us. Somebody might say, well, Christians can't slaughter for us. Anybody, if they're raising animals right, they can raise the animals. We can purchase the animals from anyone. Most of the meat we get, we don't get it from Muslims. The slaughtering should be done by a Muslim. That's what makes it halal for us. The animal itself, if it's beef, lamb, goat, or those animals make it halal. Project of or the goal of farming to the point that we're raising animals, we believe, I believe from when I first heard about the black farmers many years ago, that one day they should be the ones doing business with us and us doing business with them. I've heard so many years how the black farmers asking the president why they can't get something. And I want to say to them, if I hear can reach their ears through you, if you know some of them, let the black farmers know that Blau's Inc., the halal industry, we're their bank. We're their bank. The Muslim community needs them, and we will produce what need to be produced for the people in the community based on what animals that they can raise to be slaughtered, to be put on the table. Community, they serve themselves. Most of the Christian community serve themselves. The Muslims will raise animals too. But if there's a community that's already raising them and they need our support, long as they'll feed them like they should feed them, meaning not feeding them something that we can't deal with religiously, you are our customer. Or you might not want to be called a customer. It would be that because we'd be paying you. But you are our number one place that we should be buying from, because you can raise enough. You already got a body of farmers that raise animals, that grow vegetables, no doubt trees. All those things are needed. And we're the people that can be motivate others that actually begin to do something for ourselves, something that will help us in the way that it should be done. So we're going to take another PSA.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Show Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Martha N. Abdullah, CWSC, invites you to a scheduled Zoom facilitated by Imam Wali Ayub-Bilal. Join us Saturday, August 26, 2023, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let us build the model community. The meeting ID is 730-4509-0049. The password is lowercase I, uppercase E, the number 3, uppercase M, the number 1, uppercase B. Share the information. Let us end just talking and let's begin doing sure to build it. We got what we need if we work together. No one else is going to build for us. Let's make that model community a reality by breaking ground somewhere during 2024.
Thank you very much, Brother James.
Yes. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub-Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. I see a hand held up. I don't see your area code, but your last four numbers is 7426. The mic is on right now. You can introduce yourself and say where you're from. And begin your statement. Wa alaikum as-salam.
This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. Just at that point where you're at right now, I just want to also remind all of us that it is the believers who are responsible for establishing this model community and the supporters of believers in this way of life called Al-Islam and the good work that we're trying to establish a halal a reality that's permissible to all human beings. We want the financial business people, our educators to realize that these farmers, when they take on this responsibility to feed and establish a halal culture of agriculture, food, et cetera, that we support them. Make sure they don't run out of tractors. Make sure they don't run out of feed until they're able to make that transition, you know, from the working environment they're in now to a halal environment of producing our cattle and our sheep and our lambs and our and et cetera. You know, just want to, it's called zakat. It's called obligational sadaqa. It's our charity. Just want to say that.
I mean, yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much, Brother Muhammad. And again, if you have something you want to say, Brother Muhammad, if you don't mind, touch your one so that'll go off. And if you, that way I can know if you come back up. If you want to do it again, but touch the one to take the hand off from saying that you have something to say. Anyone has a question, a statement, a suggestion, please touch the one on your phone. And when you touch the one on the phone, it indicates to us that you have something to say. Meanwhile, I'd like to continue, and that is when we look at the life of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. When he began to get revelation, they knew he was speaking something different. The language, they understood the language, but he was speaking something different. Even Abu Sufyan, he questioned even his own wife and a few friends at a different point, that where is he getting it from? In other words, you can't deny it, but where is he getting that message from? They eventually all had to look and become Muslims, or they find themselves moving out of the area, moving out of the way, but eventually they all became Muslims. Many of the ones that stood and questioned him. But I'm saying to us, there are people questioning. Instead of building together, why question the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And I don't see why anybody who has been with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or let somebody just say Elijah Muhammad. Don't beat him up, but at least correct him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Allah gave him that. And again, anybody that says he didn't, if you want to say that, I'm saying you commit shirk. The blessings, the rewards, the gift of waking up, I don't even know the number. None of us know the number. People who couldn't read or write in the 30s,
40s and 50s, cleaned up and began to live Islam with principle. And today, somebody in 2020-something think you have the right to speak against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the body of believers, men and women, who followed with him. If you really understood, I say from my own studies, I know he said so many things that was for lessons to show me that the man wasn't God. My first wife, she's still living, but we divorced. But if she were to tell you, when we got married in 1969, when I stood up to pray in 1969, coming from Vietnam, I prayed like we pray today, taught by a brother, may Allah have mercy on him, grant him paradise, forgive him any shortcomings. A brother at that time, Lieutenant William 7X, brother here, taught me how to pray, how to call the Adhan. He didn't teach me the English. I knew the English. He taught me the Arabic. Where did he get it from, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Did Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself teach him? No. But we were encouraged to read the Quran first, most of all. So when people are saying things, you have to watch. You may be committing the conspicuous wrong word, or saying the right word, but get it out right.
Right.
But that hidden shirk, that's what I'm getting ready to say. That hidden shirk, you down in something that Allah blessed. You don't think he blessed the nation of Islam? Don't you realize back then we could shut down killing? We could shut down a lot of things. Today, here in Philadelphia, many of the cities around the country, you got killings with Muslim name, young boys, killing people with Muslim names. Youngsters. So where's that coming from? That didn't come from the Nation of Islam. It came from someone that wanted to divide the families and the Muslims. We go to Saudi Arabia. We stop in Medina. We may stop in the Philippines or anywhere else in the flight over there. So I'm going by ship and stop somewhere else. We meet the Muslims, we're all one. We don't try to change them. They can't change us. We're one because Allah says we won. We participate in the rites of Hajj, Umrah, whatever it is that we're there for. But right here in the same city, somebody can teach you from overseas. And you hate a masjid that has actually paved the way for the average Muslim group. The clear way was made by those in the nation, Muslims here in America. The trust in the government for Muslims here in America was made by those who came through the Nation of Islam. I know, I'm one. So how will you answer to Allah that you're calling us something out of our name instead of walking with us? Instead of walking with us, you're trying to teach our children. You know the Arabic, so yes, they got the Arabic, but they ain't got nothing else. They don't know how to build. And for us, Allah does not give us the Quran for us just to pray, just for us to learn Arabic. He gave us the Quran to build, to be a mercy for humanity. And being a mercy for humanity don't mean I stand up and I do good and it protects my family. No, to build. To build. To see the gifts that he gives us as a body of people. To work together. For years over in the East, they were worried. Where was this raisin head person? Or Peasy Head. Where was he coming from that was going to be the Khalifa?
They're worried about it here in America, coming from our race of people. Here in America. Why? Because they understood Allah makes it happen. And it can come from anywhere that Allah wants it to come from. Our design here in America, working together. No, we should not just down the people in the East. I'm not saying nothing like that. They are our brothers and sisters too. But we have to live the example of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, right here as one. As one. Some of us, we still believe other people's ice is colder than ours. So we will accept someone else saying it's right rather than to look at your own face in the mirror, so to speak, looking at somebody look like you, that is, and believing that Allah can't touch that person. That's where we mess up. Again, that's what Abu Sufyan and many others did when the Prophet, prayers be upon him. They looked at the Prophet and said, how did he get it? While he was out in the public fighting him, saying he don't listen to him, he's not no messenger, he's not, God hasn't touched him. In their private areas, they knew that he was blessed with something that they didn't give him. They even said the language he's talking. It was Arabic, but there were words that they didn't even know in their tongue, and they've been speaking that tongue all their life. It's the same thing here in America. We want to divide because we think we got it somewhere better. If you ain't coming out straight out of that Quran, you can't be better. You got it just because somebody said something to you? Imam Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they were leaders and examples for us to practice Islam. But we had to live it. Every one of us had to go out and live it ourselves. I have had the blessing to be very close to Imam Muhammad. And I've had the blessing to be around the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from a distance going to the programs. The blessing of working in Muhammad Speaks building. Big blessing. I wanted to work in the halal business, but my cousin got that. They gave that to my cousin and gave me the Muhammad Speaks, which was fine. Because he was bigger, they figured he can wrestle with the animals a little more easier than me as a small guy. So it's okay. But the reality is we, the African-American descendants of slaves, have to believe that Allah has given us the opportunity today to live this religion to make everybody get back on top of their game, if I could use that term, who have slipped off of it. We don't have to be anyone else. Never. Allah has not even told us to be Muhammad the Prophet. He says, in him. You want to wear a thobe for what? The Prophet told the people, Omar and all them, your clothes, you go somewhere and the people, women dress like you dress. You know, thobe looks like a dress. It's not an insult. I went to Hajj. I put a thobe on over there. It fit for where I was at. I got a few hanging in my closet, been hanging in my closet, I guess, at least 15 years or more. I don't wear them. Where am I wearing them at? I like suits. I like the way I love. My father put me in a suit when I was about 8, 9, 10 years old. I got pictures of that. And I've been wearing suits watching my father. I followed the footsteps of my father, a good man. I don't know him to curse. I don't know him to drink. I don't know him to steal. I don't know him to lie. We're supposed to be leaving with each other. Honorable life that can build, can carry on, not become someone else, and then our children grow up not knowing anything about who they are. What did they go through? All that's part of Islam. Allah wants you to see what he reveals to you, not what he revealed to someone else and you become them. Because they can make you feel like you got nothing. Because you got the exact same thing that everybody else got, and that is Allah on your side. And that's where we have to live from. So we're going to take another PSA, God willing, and our brother, one of them,
will take us in.
Modern governance really deals with the fact that the industries in the world are changing. The amount of data that's being transferred back and forth is astronomical in comparison to where you might see it even only 10 years ago.
And modern governance to me is just taking the newest, latest, greatest tools and technology and using that to support the board and the company in any way possible.
The modern governance is just getting the board members comfortable. This is the way you want to go. You don't want a binder. You don't want a PDF.
The sensitivity of that information, the slightest leak could just become a disastrous turnout for any company. Modern governance, I think, translates into that simply because you have the information at your fingertips. You have the amount of data in a controlled environment, in a secure environment, that you'd be able to work with and move forward with.
You cannot govern a company successfully if you are not moving forward. That's just what I think modern governance is, not just the technology, but also just looking for the best ways to implement that movement.
Modern governance takes us to the next level.
It's just becoming much more of a day-to-day business decision rather than just something that you do after the fact. It's really quite exciting. It's truly the first time I've been energized about my role, my job, and governance.
Diligent and the products they give, I think, are very forward-moving, forward-thinking, and that's what modern governance is.
It's more than just a list of who the officers and directors are and copies of the minutes. It's being able to help all of the departments together so we can run as an efficient company.
Good governance to us is asking the hard questions, the tough questions. Are we doing it the right way? Are we changing with the times? Are we continuing to grow and improve?
It's keeping up with the age of change.
Board members have a lot to do and a lot to think about. It's really important that their job be made easier. Giving them information, they can access it from wherever, whenever, but that the data is secure. And that is absolutely a piece, I think, of modern governance. Good governance is modern governance.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Iman Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Group, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal, Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference, at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Martha N. Abdullah, CWSC, invites you to a scheduled Zoom facilitated by Imam Wale Ayub Bilal. Join us on Saturday, August 26, 2023, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's build the model community. The meeting ID is 730-4509-0049. The password, lowercase I, uppercase E, the number 3, uppercase M, the number 1, uppercase B. Share the information. Let's end just talking, and let's begin doing sure to build it. We got what we need if we work together. No one else is going to build for us. Let's make that model community a reality by breaking ground somewhere during 2024. I mean.
Thank you, brother.
James, once again, Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Yayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. So we still have a few minutes, so therefore if anyone desires to say anything, touch the one on your phone, whether it's a question, a statement, a suggestion, and you're welcome, and we'll bring you on as soon as we recognize that your hand is up by touching the one on your phone. And, we'll move forward. So let us also look at, Allah says in the Quran, I said it earlier and I said it again, to each is a goal that I have turned you to. This is what Allah says to every human being. As they come forth in the wombs of their mother, that destination is already set in them. Many may not find it as they grow up because some may turn them off of it. They may turn themselves off of it. Shaitan whispers. Allah doesn't whisper. When we read the Quran, that's not whispering. You know what I mean? In other words, that's something that he turned for gold. Then all I got to do is begin looking at myself and see, what do I look like? What is it that I'm supposed to be? We served as slaves, builders of this America, this society. Reparations is due us. And our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, the STEM school, Sister Clara Muhammad STEM school. He's working, and there'll be a program tonight at 9, and he's working to do what? Help people understand reparations. That's on that program, come on 9 this evening. You know what I mean? So I believe it's AM 360. Yes, I believe it's going to show up. So 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. He wants to pull our attention to a right, an obligation that was supposed to be given to us. You can't make up, even if all of us right now got a 40 acres and a mule, that don't make up for what they did to our foreparents. But in it would be an opportunity to benefit, to pull ourselves together and work and grow things in a way that we add to the economics of America for ourselves and as well as for the whole. If you're broke and you're trying to help somebody, you can't do too much. If you wind up with it and you give it all away, you can't help nobody. So after being there, so Allah says to us, to each he has turned to a goal. Every human being should study themselves to see what's the qualifications to do what it feel like they are becoming or been all of their life. Myself, my father taught me business. Everything about business, no, but his action, his attitude was to be an honest businessman. His business, he ran it well, him and his brother. My mother, I didn't really see her in it other than pictures, but their restaurant was nice looking. Her and some of the in-laws, my father's brother's wives. I'm in the picture. I must look like I, I guess I could be a year, but when I look at the picture, I'm just on the floor crawling around, not in a dangerous area, but I'm on the floor. So certain things just spirited us that business was part of our element, so to speak. And I've always done something to go in business. We're today looking at our people's situation. We need food markets. Every 10 blocks square, we need markets that's ours. Whether it's called yours, ours, or one of our names on it, your name was on it, we need them in our community. We need to be hiring people in our community. We need small restaurants and large restaurants. We need that regularly to be seen by our young as they're growing to a certain age, as they're moving forward
to build. They have to see it first in all of us. If we don't leave nothing for the young, then what have we done? We maybe have put them in a place that someone can misuse them. So we don't stop. We keep working. We keep going forward. We keep building. And before we know anything, we'll have just as much in the society to work with to build our future strong, our future. Somebody might say, well, you know, I'm too old. You don't have no children, no grandchildren, no cousins, no young people in your family that you want to build for? You like to go out just like that? You did all you could for you. It wasn't much. And you don't help nobody else? No, we can't do that. To each of us, we're turned to a goal. And I believe if Allah turns us to a goal, we can complete it. We ain't done it yet. We have much to do. We see ourselves in a way that should grow us. Kate, you want to say something to me? Yeah, let me give you the mic a little bit. This brother, Nate Muhammad, been quiet all day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's me. I sound like I'm getting Nate Muhammad. I just want to elaborate on three things the man was talking about earlier. Mainly about Allah. He's the one that brought us through slavery. He the one that set us up to be in slavery. And I was sitting there thinking as he was talking, we've been blaming the slave traders and all that for our condition. And all that's going to leave you is a bad taste in your mouth. How do I know? That I felt the same way. And until I realized, and through the imams helping or all the imams, that you had to go back to Allah. Even though he said there's no compulsion in religion, I seen that these people wasn't moving through religion. So if I was going to have to deal with them, I had to deal with them from a religious standpoint, because if I dealt with them on their terms, there was going to be some bad blood, you know. So I knew that. I seen that, rather. Like I said earlier, I didn't grow up in religion. I grew up in the streets. I was running the streets at 7 years old, you know, and I seen a lot, heard a lot, but didn't understand what was going on until I got older. And then I could see that how some of the people, you understand, like as the imam said, as they did their dirt or they did wrong, you have to be able to have a channel, make that wrong right. And the only how you can do that is you submit to God's will or Allah's will. That's the only how you can right that wrong. They dwell on the drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and all that because they look for some kind of mercy from there. I know I did wrong. You know, if you see people that were drunk or whatever, they be confessing over the Bible. You have some people confess on deathbed. What I'm just saying is that through the grace of Allah, he blessed definitely me that I can walk around I'm not mad at the world. I don't owe them anything or explanation or why this happened, because I point everybody. You got to go, like they told me, you want to learn anything, especially about people, you have to submit to the will of God first. You're not going to get anything. The average person, people can't tell you about people. They can't tell you, even though the Quran, the Bible, all of they are, I call them history books, because they the history of mankind. And they can tell you how mankind got in the situation they're in. But once you understood how Allah works, he's going to test you. He's going to put you through things that's going to test your credibility or credibility, your whole self, have you thinking, doubting yourself for a moment. But he also tells you how to withstand his test. That's the greatest part about that. And if you know how to withstand his test, he said, be patient, persevere, and pray. Then you got something to fall back, even though everything is going is unsure or they say stress, this distress. Everything is moving in that manner. You have to think. Go back to your Lord. Look, ask him for relief. You don't have to ask the Bible, drugs, things of that, or even people. Ask the Lord for some help if you're sincere. But to say that every time in the Quran for those who believe, those who understand. You know, it says that all the time. You know, so it's important as we move towards the model community, building the model community, the doing for self. We have to go back to the root of the people and look at how we got, I mean, look at how we wind up in this situation we're in and how we're going to get out of it. I believe that I look back at it and it gave me my answer. I mean, ever since we had migrated here in America, the slave ship, every generation, decade or whatnot, we got better. We got better leading all the way up to today. You can reflect back from today and go all the way back and you see the progress that we had made. And only reason why we're not glorifying the law about it because we got so much chaos out here that you can't see. You have to understand how law works or see how it works and listen to those who have an idea or know how it works to help guide you through that. But I can see the progress. I've seen the progress. I seen we were stripped of everything, not knowing nothing. And here we to the point that we know that Allah is Akbar. We didn't know Allah was Akbar. You understand? Coming over here, now we know now. And that's the road. And somebody was saying, I don't know if it was last week or what, yeah, it was a brother last Saturday. Well, it was already in our genes of the Islamic. Well, we was Muslims. You know, the Imam spoke about it many a time, from the Quakers took the Christians and left the Muslims all in bondage. So it's in our genes. It was in our genes. So I remember when I first heard Islam, it's like a light bulb went off in my head. Whoa, what is this? That made you, the curiosity got on me, and I wanted to know more. I wanted to see more. And the more I read about it, you know, the more I came convinced. My family, what is them, those people? You up there following them people, the Mohammedans. You better leave me alone. I used to tell them, y'all better leave me alone. I've been sitting here feeding me all this is madness. You know, and you gonna tell me I didn't see what can happen. I'm a witness. You understand of how you can clean yourself up, get yourself in order. I was a witness. So what you saying is irrelevant. I don't even want to hear it. You know, tell them you just scared. You know, you just scared. So that their experience and all that brings me right back to, hey, we got to lead with what the Lord said, regardless of what we do. Not worrying about what's going on out in society, because society, if you're looking at it with emotional eyes, the world coming to the end, you know. And I'm sitting there, I said, yeah, the world coming to the end. That world is coming to an end. You understand? And then everybody, you will have everybody to stand up here to bear witness that there's no God but Allah, la ilaha illallah, and also Muhammadan Rasulullah. That's what we want to establish. And that's going to be the main thing through the model community, that we can build everything around that wholesome attitude where everybody, we respect mankind, but we're going to demand the respect for mankind by our action, what we produce, not by what we say. We can't make nobody respect us, you know. We can only respect ourselves, and everything else will fall right in place. So we're looking forward to the Zoom to sit down and and let's put our head together and let's see how we can build the model community through what a law wants or how the way a law said do it. That's what I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with this. I don't have to sit up here and say it's either my way or the highway. They ain't got to talk like that. I don't have to listen to a head Negro in charge. I don't have to listen to none of that because I put a law right in front. And whatever he wants to do, that's fine with me. Because he already let me know it's going to be a struggle. So mentally I prepared myself for a struggle. But I know with very hardship come easy. And what was that? I think you said something earlier, Buddy, ma'am, about the reward, the struggle, how the people were going through that struggle, our struggle. But we also know it's a reward from that on at the end of it. And that's with very hardship come easy. Hold fast. We have to feed off of each other energy as well as their experience. Because this is our time again. I always say this is our time. And we sitting here and we got an opportunity to express. And even though we got to continue reminding the people over and over and over again, we got to make it imprint in your mind. This is what we want. This is how we can do this. We can't do it. We can't do it just continually talking. We have to reach out for comments, suggestions, questions in order to get this here done, to build our structure. Yeah, the involvement in everything is very important. Because, again, this is our time, and I'm going to be right there in the midst of it. You understand? Whatever it takes, we got to do, we got to do it. Because there's nothing else outside. It's not, like I said earlier, it's nothing but chaos right there. Nothing but chaos. You know, you walk out the door, chaos sitting there waiting on you. Yeah? And you have to have an idea how you're going to deal with it. Best way to deal with it is leave it alone. That's the only way to keep it from messing you up, getting you all fluttered. Because that's all I want to do is kill your spirit. That's Satan's work. He want to kill your spirit. So he's trying to deter you away from doing what the law says. And if he can, he can whisper in your ear. Oh, you ain't got to do that. The heck with them jokers. They ain't going to do nothing. You understand? All they going to do is work your nerves. Yeah. Yeah. They sure is. Then I'm going to turn around and work their nerves back. We balance this whole thing out. You know, because again, you know, it's our time and people are waiting for something real. They used to sit up here and wait for us to come around the neighborhood. Here come the Muslims. You got any bean pies? You got any fish? What y'all selling today? And that put me in a sense where, you know, this is our people. These people look up to us. They look for it. So therefore, how you gonna turn your back on them? You can't turn your back on them. We was always known to give them something hopeful, give them something to the right, say something good, and that was easy because we was all living in the gutter. We called the gutter life, as they called it back then when I was running around the gutter. You know, you're in the gutter, man. You got to rise up out of the gutter. All right, look like we have a caller on here, and let me give it to the ma'am, let him handle that one.
Yes, I sound like it look like you again, Muhammad. I seen your hand go off, and now it's back on, so if you have a quick question, statement, or something, if that's you.
Yes, sir. I said, yes, sir. I usually say I pray Allah will not let the peaceful transition that we're going into this new reality beyond the imagination of all of us, that it's going to be peaceful, it's going to be quiet, because that's Al-Islam. All he is doing is putting Al-Islam back out here again. And we got believers who are once this life and are trying to establish it, and that's for everybody. So we need to be peaceful. So don't be shocked. And what they call it, the quiet before the building. You know,
yeah.
The quiet before the storm. Just so that I just want to say that. It'll be peaceful. So don't look for no grand dive or anything. It'll be peaceful. How we fall in love again for each other, the way that Allah has created for us to do. Just want to say that.
I mean. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for that comment. You know, we got exactly, look like 3 minutes left, 2 minutes and something left. I would like Brother James, do you have a comment? Right quick. Just run a few minutes out.
Yeah, just follow on with what the man was saying, what the natives were saying. I mean, it's a lot of work we have to do, a lot of obstacles in our path. Just keep our faith from the Lord, continue to work. Because the Silver Miss Model community is something that has to be done. It's almost like a life or death here. This can't continue. We as a people, this can't continue to live the way you're living. You look at our community, everybody is making money step up. No other community will allow other ethnic coming into and going money and they're not making any money at all. None of the business belong to them. So with that, I'll just say I sound like them and inshallah next week.
We thank you all for sharing the time with us on this Wednesday program. And we look forward to seeing you with the halal industry next Wednesday. Same time. 5 to 6. I don't know what I'm talking about specific. Eastern time. What'd you say, Nate?
I said about the game.
Yes, and Zoom on Saturday. Call Community Wide Shore Conference. If you have our number, call us, but find out 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be discussing on Zoom building, establishing a model community. Not talking about can we see what it looked like, but let's put it together. This time I'm going to jump off. We have just a few seconds. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Take care.
Ramadan is here.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad, executive producer of Study Al-Islam, here to announce that the Ramadan 2020 series is projected to start the morning of Friday, April 24, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will